Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Today we present an open letter to the mothers, wives, sisters, and daughters of the people of power in the Muslim armies. This is a message from the afflicted women of the Islamic Ummah sent to you, the mothers, wives, daughters, and sisters of the officers and soldiers of the Muslim armies. They are the body of hope after Allah to stop the brutal genocide in Gaza and to liberate the blessed land of Palestine. We address you with this open letter because you have direct influence and contact with your sons, husbands, and brothers who are officers and soldiers in the Muslim armies. We reach out to you with the hope that our words will touch your hearts and ears, and that you will relay to them to your loved ones, encouraging them to support their brothers and sisters in Gaza and all of Palestine. This is a message directed to you, recognizing your role as a motivator for them to fulfill their duty of protecting the sons of the Ummah and defending them against anything that threatens their safety and lives. We turn to you so that you may be aware of the great responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted to you as mothers, wives, and sisters, encouraging them to hasten to the aid of the oppressed among the sons of the Ummah in any part of the world. Support and stand by them so they can become heroes willing to defend their deen and raise its raya against tyrants and enemies. We appeal to your faith, your love for your deen and your Ummah, believing that you are pained by this situation and that your hearts break for the massacres and genocides committed against your brothers and sisters. We rely on this, and we ask you to push your sons, your fathers, and brothers to take their rightful positions and fulfill their obligation to defend the lands, sanctities, and holy sites of Muslims, and to protect the blood and honor of Muslims. We have no doubt that you have shed tears over the scenes you have witnessed and the cries from help from women and the screams of children you have heard. Surely you are angered by the injustice of the Jewish entity and its accomplices and allies from the unbelievers who bear ill will against the people of Gaza and Palestine merely because they declared their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that you are outraged by this situation, dissatisfied with what is happening to your sisters, and how you wish you could rush to their aid to protect them and to ward off the enemy's harm from them. However, you may feel powerless, as the matter is in the hands of those who possess the strength, your sons, fathers, and brothers. Yet, you can support your sisters by urging the people of power among your kin to leave their barracks and take on their true roles. Dear noble sisters, we address you with this message from the perspective of the Islamic faith that we, you, and your relatives in the Muslim army share. This faith makes believers brothers and obliges every Muslim to support his fellow Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Tawbah verse 14, قَاتِلُوهُمْ يُعَذِّبُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ وَيُخْزِهِمْ وَيَنْصُرْكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَيَشْفِي صُدُورَ قَوْمٍ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Fight them. Allah will punish them by your hands and will disgrace them and give you victory over them and satisfy the breasts of a believing people. How can those who bear arms and have been trained in their use not respond to the call of Allah and His Messenger? It is a duty that Allah has entrusted to them. If it was not for days like these that your sons, fathers, husbands, and brothers joined the army and took up arms, then what days were they preparing for? And if these scenes and massacres do not awaken them in a sense of honor and zeal, then what kind of scenes will? This aqidah, this doctrine, commands loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to His believing servants, and obliges disavowal of the disbelievers and their allies. We implore you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill your roles, to take hold of your relatives in the army so they may obey Allah, stand with their deen and ummah, and disavow the treacherous rulers. They must defy orders that have restrained them from aiding their oppressed brothers in Gaza and elsewhere, orders that have them use their weapons to kill their own people in places like Sudan, or fight in proxy wars for the colonial masters of their rulers outside their own countries, as Erdogan did in Libya, and as the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia did in Yemen. Remind them that there is no obedience to created being in disobedience to the Creator, and that these rulers will disown them on the Day of Judgment and will not be able to benefit them in any way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 166 through 167,
إذ تبرأ الذين اتبعوا من الذين اتبعوا ورأوا العذاب وتقطعت بهم الأسباب وقال الذين اتبعوا لو أن لنا كرة فنتبرأ منهم كما تبرأوا منا كذلك يريهم الله أعمالهم حسرات عليهم كذلك يريهم الله أعمالهم حسرات عليهم وما هم بخارجين من النار.
And they should consider that when those who have been followed disassociate themselves from those who follow them, and they all see the punishment, and cut off from them are the ties of relationship, those who followed will say, if only we had another turn at worldly life so we could disassociate ourselves from them, as they have disassociated themselves from us. Thus will Allah show them their deeds as regrets upon them, and they are never to emerge from the fire. O mothers, wives, daughters, and sisters of soldiers and officers in the Muslim armies, we know that each one of you fears for your loved ones, that no harm or misfortune may befall them, and you wish only the best for them. So take them by the hand and warn them that Allah's punishment may befall them, and that they will be disgraced in this world and the hereafter if they continue to abandon the women, children, elders, and men in Gaza and the Blessed Land as a whole. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
ما من امرئ يخذل امرأ مسلما في موضع تنتهك فيه حرمته وينتقص فيه من عرضه إلا خذله الله في موطن يحب فيه نصرته وما من امرئ ينصر مسلما في موضع ينتقص فيه من عرضه وينتهك فيه من حرمته إلا نصره الله في موطن يحب نصرته.
No Muslim man will desert a man who is a Muslim in a place where his respect may be violated and his honor aspersed without Allah deserting him in a place where he wishes his help. And no Muslim man will help a Muslim in a place where his honor may be aspersed and his respect violated without Allah helping him in a place where he wishes his help. Dear sisters, take your relatives in the armies by the hand so that they may inscribe their names in the records of honor in this world and the hereafter. Let their names be written alongside those of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh and Usayd ibn Hudayr, who supported the Messenger of Allah and his da'wah, thereby contributing to the establishment of the Islamic State. Let them be the supporters of this era, their names recorded among the ranks of great leaders like Al-Mu'tasim, Muhammad ibn Qasim, and others who responded to the calls and pleas of the oppressed. Let their names be written among the liberators of Al-Aqsa Mosque, the Prophet's night journey site, and the first Qibla, alongside Umar ibn al-Khattab and Salah ad-Din. Let their names be recorded among those who will fulfill the Prophet ﷺ's glad tidings and the promises of the Lord of the worlds, the promise of succession, empowerment, the battle against the Jews, the spread of Islam to every corner of the earth, and the conquest of Rome, just as Constantinople was conquered by Muhammad the Conqueror before them. O mothers, wives, daughters, and sisters of soldiers and officers in the Muslim armies, it is incumbent upon you to take a stand with your loved ones, urging them to support Islam and the Muslims in a way that pleases Allah, His Messenger, and the believers. We do not doubt the seed of goodness within you and within them, for the Ummah of Islam is ever fertile. And from its womb are born the devoted and zealous sons who, by the will of Allah, will bring about great goodness through their actions. This is our message to you. O Allah, we have delivered it. O Allah, bear witness. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.